时间交给洪涛弟兄。
感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Praise the Lord. In this Sunday morning, we continue to study the Word of God.
请大家起立，我们一起来读神的话语。
Let's stand and read the Word of God.
大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音七章三十七到三十九节。
We'll look at read at the Book of John, chapter 7, verse 37 to 39.
三十七节起。节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时候没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。好，我们再来读一处经文，是在约翰福音六章六十三节。
Read John 6:63.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音六章六十三节起。叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。感谢神，我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you, you gave us your word.
感谢你，把神的话语记在圣经上面，让我们今天我们可以借着圣经来思想神的话语。
Thank you, you put your word into the Bible, so through the Bible we can read the word of God.
感谢神告诉我们，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中的一切话。
Thank you that you told us that people live not by food alone, but by the word of God.
主耶稣基督更是对我们说，主耶稣基督对我们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus Christ told us his word is life, is the spirit.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
耶稣说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
And Jesus said, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink.
圣经也告诉我们，耶稣说，这地上的水是永远无法解决我们的饥渴。
And the Bible also told us that the earthly water cannot solve our eternal thirsty.
耶稣那里有活水的江河。
And in Jesus there is the living water of the river.
那么，在我们刚才所读的经文当中，耶稣告诉我们，人若渴了，可以到他这里来喝，这是指着，信靠神的人。可以得到圣灵。
And when Jesus said people who thirsty come to him and drink is referred to that who, those who trust him will receive the Holy Spirit.
因为在三十九节，约翰福音七章三十九节，这里非常明确的告诉我们，耶稣讲这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
Because the verse 39, Jesus made it very clear, Jesus is a point to those who trust him will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以在这里呢，耶稣说这个活水就代表圣灵。
So here what Jesus referred to the living water is the Holy Spirit.
那么耶稣也告诉我们，他对我们所说的话就是灵。
And Jesus also said the word he speaks to us is the Spirit.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵来要在我们心里做什么工作呢？
And the Bible also said, when the Holy Spirit, the Helper, come, what type of work he will do in our heart?
可能很多弟兄姊妹都还记得，圣灵来让我们为罪、为义、为审判自己、责备自己。
And maybe you all remember that Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit come, we will convict ourselves for sin and for righteousness and for the judgment.
但是我们千万不要忘记圣灵来还有重要的工作。
And we also have to remember, Holy Spirit has another type important work.
在约翰福音十四章二十六节，主耶稣说：“圣灵来要将一切事指教我们。”
And in John chapter 14, verse 26, and Jesus said, "Holy Spirit, come, He will teach you all the things."
并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
And bring to your remembrance all the things that I say to you.
对，圣灵来到我们心里有一个很重要的工作，让我们想起神的话。
So the Holy Spirit come to our heart is very important work. One of the very important work is to remember us of God's word.
圣灵来不仅让我们自己责备自己。
And the Holy Spirit come not just convict us.
我们怎样自己责备自己？因为我们看到神的话，我们知道我们自己是一个罪人。
So how do we convict ourselves? Is because we see word of God, then we realize we are the sinner.
圣经告诉我们，世人都看自己手所行的为正。
And the Bible teaches us, everyone on earth, we see the things we do is right.
所以这是一个非常普遍的现象，每个人看自己都是好人。
So that's very true. Everyone sees that they are doing the right thing.
尤其是我们在我们这个时代，在我们这个文化当中。
Especially in today's time, in this culture.
你今天去任何一个葬礼，你就会看到the life celebration.
And if you go to any funeral, you see the life celebration.
这个人是好人啊。
Because this is a good person.
这个人在地上的生命 是一个成功啊。
What successful life he had on earth?
无论他是不是信靠上帝的人。
Whether he's trusting God or not?
所有人都会说他是好人。
Everyone says he's a good person.
所以今天的整个社会文化不是让我们认罪的社会文化。
So today's culture is not the culture for us to convict ourselves as a sinner.
当然了，不仅仅是今天的世界，这是人类的罪性一直以来就是这样，人不认罪的。
Of course, this is not just the culture of today, and through the human history, is like this because we are not willing to confess our sin.
但是圣灵来到我们的心里，我们开始认罪了。
But Holy Spirit come to our heart, then we confess our sin.
然后圣灵来到我们心里，让我们想起，让我们思想神的话，我们就。看到哦，原来我们是罪人。
The Holy Spirit come to our heart and remember, let us remember the word of God. And so the word of God, we realize, oh, we are the sinners.
然后在约翰福音十六章十三到十四节，这里告诉我们，圣灵带领我们进入一切的真理。
And also in John chapter 16, verse 13-14, and also teach us the Holy Spirit will lead us into all the truth.
因为他要对我们说话
，because he is going to speak to us.
他要在十四节这里说，他要将授予我的告诉你们，也就是说，圣灵要把主耶稣基督那里在主耶稣那里听到的话要告诉我们，圣灵要对我们说神的话。
And in the verse 14, and Jesus said, "He will declare to you for what is mine." Basically, Holy Spirit.Will be speak to us the word of God.
那么圣灵来要荣耀基督。
And of course, Spirit come to glorify Christ.
所以圣灵赐下，圣灵在人的心里做什么工作？主耶稣教导我们非常清楚。
So what the Holy Spirit come to us? What type of work the Holy Spirit will do in our heart? Jesus Christ made very clear in His teaching.
所以圣灵有很重要的工作，就是。神的话，神的话，围绕着神的话。
So one of the most important work is word of God. Word of God. It's all around the word of God.
所以今天我们一开始读到的经文，耶稣说，凡口渴的可以到他这里，有活水。
So in the beginning, the scripture we read, Jesus said that who thirsts can come to him, and because he has the living water.
那么活水这里指信耶稣的人要得圣灵。
And the living word means that those who trust God will receive the Holy Spirit.
然后耶稣同样告诉我们，圣灵来到我们的心里，要告诉我们 要让我们去思想去明白神的话。
And also Jesus teaches us the Holy Spirit come to us and will lead us to understand the word of God.
耶稣更是说他所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus even put that the word he spoken is the life and is the spirit.
所以当我们今天来思想，哦，我要被圣灵充满，我们往往会想到什么呢？
So today when we say that I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, what do we think about?
很多人就说，啊，你去看五旬节，当使徒们被圣灵充满，啊，他们生命会是怎样？
So someone would mention that if you want to see what is the filled with the Holy Spirit, look at the Pentecost. When the apostles are being filled with the Holy Spirit, what they have?
你看他们说方言了。
Because they speak in tongues.So they said, oh, if I want to feel the Holy Spirit today, I have to be able to speak in
tongues.
But here, actually, we missed the point.
那么当使徒们在五旬节被圣灵充满，他们真正让那些人感到震惊的是什么？
So let's look at when the Pentecost the apostles being filled with the Holy Spirit, what actually they made peoplefeel amazed.
不仅仅是看到，哦，这些人能够说，说方言。
It's not only that they can speak in tongue.
就是这些人，这些无知的小民，他们怎么知道，他们怎么可以讲出这样的话来？
But rather, they marveled, they amazed those seems uneducated people. How can they speak such a thing?
然后我们会看到彼得，他是一个渔民。
Then we see Peter, and he's a fisherman.
很多人都说，哎呀，这个人是打鱼的。
And basically, a lot of people say he is a fisherman.
但是你看彼得在五旬节被圣灵充满，他讲的长篇，讲到以色列人的历史，讲到耶稣基督的福音，然后讲到你们就是你们这些人，把耶稣钉在十字架，就你们就是罪人。
And if you look at what Peter preached in the Pentecost.And it's a long sermon. He talks about the history of Israelites, talk about Jesus Christ, and even point out, is because of you, you are the one who crucified Jesus. So the people here, they feel the tears into their heart.
So, 整个在五旬节，使徒被圣灵充满，最让人震惊的是，他讲这样的话，渔民讲出这样的话。
So the things most shock people on the Pentecost is this fisherman can speak such a word.
不仅仅是因为，哦，他可以用个人的湘潭，用个人的方言去，关键是他的信息，不是他传递信息的方式。
It's not the manner that they can speak in their country talking. It's the important things is the things shock people is the message. It's not the way he delivered the message.
所以今天很多时候我们往往没有看到重点。
So sometimes we miss the point here.
就是有时候，哇，这个牧师传道讲道真是讲得好。
So sometimes with this pastor or this minister, can deliver a very good sermon.
哦，他会说希腊文呢。
And he can speak in Greek.
哦，他会说希伯来文。
And he can speak in Hebrew.
Oh, 他这句话，这个语言讲一句，讲一遍，那个语言讲。
And in this verse, he can speak in this language, and then speak in another language.
其实这些都不是重点。
But those are not important, not the point.
重点他是在他说什么。
The point is what the message he delivers.
重点是信息。
And the point is the message.
所以这就是被圣灵充满。然后使徒他们口里就说出神的话。
So we can see when be filled with the Holy Spirit, the apostles that actually spoke the word of God.
所以我们也会看见耶稣对那个撒玛利亚打水的妇人，那个饥渴的妇人，他出来打水，耶稣对他说什么？
If we remember that when how Jesus speak to that Samaritan woman, you know, the woman to fetch the water, What Jesus told her.
在约翰福音四章，耶稣对那个撒玛利亚打水的妇人就说，这个地上的水是没有办法满足你饥渴。耶稣说，在我这里有活水。
And Jesus basically told this woman that the earthly water will not satisfy your thirsty, and in me I have the living water.
然后最后这个女人就跟耶稣谈完话之后，高高兴兴的 回去了，然后告诉全城的人，我今天碰到了救主，碰到弥赛亚。
And after heard this, her conversation with Jesus, she happily ran back to her city and tell the whole city, I have met the Messiah.
她把她打水的水桶都丢了。
And even cast out the water jar.
她口也不渴了。
It's no longer thirsty. She's no longer thirsty.
饱足了。
She was filled.
那耶稣到底给了他什么呢
？So what Jesus actually gave to her?
给他水喝，是给他的水喝，对不对？活水，生命的活水。
Gave her water? Yes, it is water, but the living water.
就是给了他话语。
That living water is the word that Jesus spoke to her.
耶稣的话语让这个饥渴的女人得到了饱足。
The word that Jesus spoke to her that make this thirsty woman be filled.
耶稣说他的话就是灵就是生命。
Because Jesus said his word is a spirit and it is a life.
圣灵来到我们的心里、不仅仅是让我们可以说方言可以唱灵歌可以跳灵舞。
Holy Spirit come to us, it's not only like let us can speak in tongue,And can sing a spiritual song or the dance a spiritual dancing.
圣灵来到我们心里，要让我们去思想，让我们想起神的话。
Holy Spirit come to our heart is want to remind us to think the word of God.
好多年以前，有一次我出去参加教会的查经聚会，我在路上碰到一个主内的姊妹。
Many years ago, I was on my way to a Bible study, and on my way, I ran into a Christian sister.
然后啊，我们都认识哈，我知道她去另外一个教会。
I know, we know each other. I know she went to other church.
然后这个姊妹就问，冯弟兄，你去哪里啊？
And when we ran into each other, the sister basically asked me, "Hey, brother Feng, where did you go? Where do you go?" And I said, I will go to the Bible study group.
然后这个妹说，哎呀，感谢神太好了，我也去参加查经聚会。
And she said, well, it's great, praise the Lord. I'm also on my way to the Bible study.
那你们教会今天晚上查经聚会有什么节目啊？
And then she asked me, so what's the program you guys have for tonight's Bible study?
我说查经聚会还有什么节目？查经呢？
And I said, Bible study, what kind of program Bible study is just study the Bible.
后来那个姊妹就说，你们现在还在读圣经呢。
And their sister said, well, are you guys still study the Bible?
因为我们教会早不读圣经了。
And said, our church is no longer kind of read the Bible.
我们在一起，哇，唱灵歌。
And our program basically was stay together, we sing the spirit.Spiritual song,
跳灵舞
and we dancing a spiritual dance,
默想
and meditate,
祷告
and pray,
享受神的同在
and enjoy the presence of God.
邀请耶稣，来到我的心里
invite Jesus come to my heart.
你是我的爱人
and you're my lover.
我是你的心腹
and I'm your sweetheart.
我们大家手拉手
so we hold a hand.
很感动
it's very deeply moved.
陶醉
and very enjoy.
现在还查经
You guys still study the Bible?
好了，我已经原来现在你们已经不读圣经了。
So I said, you guys no longer read the Bible.
我相信那个姊妹在这样的聚会当中很享受的。
I kind of believe that she probably very enjoys such a gathering.
我们教会好有爱的。
Because we are full with love.
你们都是冷冰冰的。
And you are so cold.
我们教会都是手拉手唱歌的。
And we hold our hand, sing together.
你祷告都哭的。
We pray with tears.
你们天天在那里去读那神的话。
And you guys just study the Bible, you know.
其实今天其实很多教会已经就很少读圣经或者就不读圣经了。
Today, unfortunately, so many churches maybe no longer read the Bible or very less read the Bible.
这是非常普遍的现象，不仅东方教会，西方教会。
It's a very general phenomenon, whether it's in the East or West.
很多就是一些朋友来到我们教会哈、啊，他们对我们教会第一个印象就是啊，讲一个小时的道太夸张了吧。
And we see some friend come to our church that was amazed we have a 1 hour of a sermon. It's kind of a little long.
15分钟最多了。
And some church probably only 15 minutes of a message.
你不知道吗？很多人研究过，不能多过15分，多过15分钟，人们就已经无法集中注意了。
And do you know that there's a lot of research shows the people's expansion of attention is only last 15 minutes. Beyond 15 minutes, people is hardly be able to concentrate.
你不知道那个要实践神学吗 ？Practical theology 吗
？And do you ever learn the so-called practical theology?
就你讲这个要有用啊，别人要听进去啊。你这过了十五分钟，你就是废话了。
So basically, he said the things you said you have to be practical, that be useful, because beyond 15 minutes, what you said is basically useless.
多用音乐
And maybe use more music.
所以今天很多教会，那请乐手、请乐队的那个花的钱远远超过请牧者、请传道，乐队是最重要的。
So we have even seen some church that the money spent in, for the band.Is even more than the spend on the preacher.
啊，我记得我们教会以前有个时候，啊，我们想就是去看一看，就买糖嘛。我们去到一个教会，他们要卖他们的糖。
I remember that you know we have a, before we go to some church try to like purchase the church.
然后他说，你知道我们这个教会吗？我们就说，哎呀，我们好像很少，没有不太了解哈。
And the one that introduced to us said, "Hey, do you know our church?" And we said, "Well, no, not really."
后来他第一句话就是我们教会乐队很棒的。
And his first introduction is our band is very good.
你看我们那个设施，你看看这个专业的这个骨架，这些乐队。
And if you don't believe, just look at the equipment we have. This is a very professional type of instrument for a band.
这是个卖点的。
And this their selling point.
现在很多教会就是所谓唱歌就 7-11
So a lot of people church sing the song is so called 7-11
什么意思就是很简单的几个字一句话
What means is that the song actually just a very simple sentence
最好不要超过七个字多七个字人记不住了
And it's better no more than that even the sentence no more than 7 words
同样一句话至少要重复11遍
And the same sentence repeat 11 times.
打个比方，耶稣你爱我。
And for example, Jesus, you love me.
来到我的心里。
Come to my heart.
重复11遍。
And repeat 11 times.
大家唱最好闭上眼睛。
And close your eye when you sing it.
音乐高一下，低一下。
And the music like go up, down.
节奏快一点，慢一点，快，慢一点。
And that would be a little fast, a little slower.
哇，很多人很感动，很陶醉的。
And a lot of people really enjoy this type of atmosphere.
哦，圣灵真的来到我的心里了。
And somehow Holy Spirit does come to my heart.
有没有带来神的话呢
？I mean, whether you bring the word of God.
我不知道，但带来了情绪。
I don't know, but it bring out my emotion.
所以，反复的。中文讲煽情，煽情，煽情，但是却没有真理的内容。
So, this whole thing you can see that continued stirs people's emotional reaction, but there is no substance.
然后，接下来祝福祷告，大家，哇
！And then I follow that the benedictions, pray together.
很有爱哦。
It's like filled with love.
但是我们参加这样的聚会，哎，神到底说了什么呢？圣经到底说了什么呢
？But after you, this gathering, if you ask yourself, hey, what God say to you, and what the Bible said?
哎呦，那不重要了。但我感受到爱。
And reaction is, well, that's not important as long as I'm feel loved.
今天为什么很多人都认为圣经不重要，甚至很多基督徒都认为圣经不重要
？And why today a lot of People think the Bible is not important. Even some Christians think it's important. It is not important.
圣经无非就是教导我们要做好人嘛。
And because they think, well, Bible just teaches us to be, become a good person.
要有爱心。
Be love.
要爱人。
Love people.
Be nice.
And be nice.
说话声音小一点。
Maybe speak gently.
不要去 judge. 不要去
judge. Don't judge.
我多年我刚来到美国的时候，我发现美国只有一个罪。
Anyway, many years ago, I come to U.S. I find out this in U.S. there's only one sin.
这个罪就叫 judge.
The sin is called judge.
如果有人觉得你在 judge 人家，哇，非常的生气，你犯罪了，你犯罪了，你在 judge 人。
If somebody feels you're in judge, then they will say you're sin. You're sin because you're judging people.
其他你做任何事情，人家说，嗯，这是你的生活方式。
And whatever, anything else, whatever you do, people just say that's your lifestyle.
你今天想跟这个女朋友在一起，明天想跟这个女朋友在一起，这个男朋友在一起，那个男朋友在一起，你一下想做男人，一下想做女人，都 OK.
And if you want to stay with this boyfriend today, next the girlfriend next day, and want to be a man this day and a woman next day, that's fine. That's your lifestyle.
我不 judge 你。
I don't judge.
我不犯罪。
I'm not going to commit a sin of judging.
其实不仅仅是不信神的人这样想，很多 so-called 基督徒的人也这样说，就是圣经就是让我们做好人嘛。那么，什么是好人呢？不要去 judge 别人，这个就是好人。
It's not non-believer think about this way. A lot of Christians think about this way because Bible wants us to become a good person. So, we should not judge people. That's a good person.
我觉得很多年前也不是很多年啊，我刚来到美国的时候，我觉得美国只有一个罪，或者美国只有一种坏人，在人心目当中，美国只有一种人是坏人。
So that's my first impression. When I come to U.S. in America, there's only one type of person is a bad person. That person is judging.
对，就所有人就只有一种人是坏，就这个人喜欢 judge 别人，他就是个坏人。
So all the kind of people, there's only one group of people, bad people. If those people is judging.
后来我一想，哎呀，那我糟糕了，那我在这里，那我糟糕了。
And I say, I kind of a big trouble.
所以很多人认为圣经不重要，圣经让我们做好人。而我知道什么是好人，那我还去读圣经干什么呢
？So a lot of people think about Bible is not important because Bible just want us to be a good person. But I know what is a good person, so why I need to go to the Bible.
事实是不是这样？事实当然不是这样。
Whether this is the reality or not, of course, this is not the reality.
所以，如果说啊，一个好人，他就可以上天堂，那佛教徒、道教徒、印度教徒、无神论者、唯物主义者，只要他去做好人，做人心目中的好人，去做人心目中的好事，那都可以上天堂。
If a good person, only a good person can go to heaven, then as long as the people is in people's perspective, a good person, they all can go to heaven, regardless of Buddhism, Taoism, or atheist, materialism, they all can go to heaven as long as they do the things as a good person, quote unquote, according to what they think.
那我们为什么还要信耶稣呢?
If that's the case, why do we have to believe in Jesus?
那为什么还说就是人要得救，只有耶稣这一条路呢？就靠耶稣这一个名呢
？So, if that's the case, why we continue to say that there's only one way to be saved? That's Jesus Christ.
所以事实不是这样。
So the reality is not like this.
事实是，得救只有一条路，要得救只有靠一个名，就是耶稣。
The reality is there's only one way to salvation. There's only one name for our salvation.
不是靠我们去做世人所认为的好人。
It's not because we can be acting as a good person as perspective.
所以这样
as the word says.
所以这样自然带来一个问题，那怎样才算是一个好人呢
？So that naturally brings out a question: What is a good person?
那么这还又带来另外一个题，好人的标准是谁定
？And that's bring another question. Who gave the standard of a good person?
如果按人来定标准，每个人都认为自己是好人。
if a way to make a standard, then everyone think he or I am a good person.
或者按人来定，每个人他心目中的好人，往往千变万化，不一样的。
Or maybe according to people's standard, the good people's standard, according everybody's standard, would be different.
对于一个吸毒的人来说，这边是一个一天到晚要抓他，让他去强制戒毒的警察。
For a drug addict, on one hand, he is the policeman, and every day try to pursue him and catch him.
就让他去强制戒毒。
And I want to catch him to the hospital to get rid of the drug addiction.
那么那一边呢，就是把毒品给他的人。
Another hand, there's the people selling drug to him.
你说在这个吸毒的人心中，哪个是好人呢？
What do you think about in this drug addict? Who is the good person?
好，大家估计在座的没有吸毒的啊，没有体会啊。
Maybe people sit here no drug addict, so you don't have the experience.
那对于一个贪财的人来说呢？
What about for a person is greedy?
这边有人就说，你要诚实守法，啊，你要诚实经营。
And here is the people said you gotta be you'll be do the business lawfully, you'll be do the business with integrity.
有意有事就知足啦。
And be content with what you have.
不要总想要那么多。
Do not just always want more and more.
那另外一个呢，告诉他。
But the other person told him.
我告诉你一个内幕消息。
And I got to give you some inside information.
你去买哪家公司的股票，马上回
去。And that information, if you purchase that company's stock, you will be get rich quick.
你说对于一个贪财的人来说，哪个是好人呢？
So for that greedy person, which one is a good person to him?
大家也不知道啊，也没有人贪财，是不是？
Since no one is greedy here.
买股票的不少了。
Maybe we have some people buy the stocks.
对一个放纵自己肉体情欲的人。
Think about a person, he always like let his flesh lust, acting according to his flesh lust.
一边告诉他，你要对婚姻忠实。你要忠实于你的配偶。
And one person told him, you have to be faithful to your marriage. You have to be faithful to your spouse.
你不要放纵你的这种情欲上的这种生活。
You should not just let your desire and the flesh desire to go.
另外一种告诉他，哎呀，不要去听那些老古董的话，现在性自由，性解放了。
And the other person told you, don't think about this old fashion. Today is the time of liberty for sex.
人只活一次哎。
And you only live once.
就这几十年哎。
Just only those years.
很多你要多试一下，多经历。
You should try and to experience.
所以对于一个放纵情欲的人来说，在他心目中哪种人是好人呢？
So for that person is willing to let his flesh desire to go out, and who is the good person to him?
对一个骄傲自高的人来说，
For a person of pride and arrogant,
有人对他说，你要认罪，你要悔改，你要谦卑。
People speak to him, you should be humble, you should be acknowledge your sins, you should repent.
你不过是尘土所造的。
And understand you are made of dust.
你来源于尘土，归回于尘土。
And you come with, from the dust, and you will return to dust.
另外一个对他说。
And other one speak to him.
哇，你是最棒的。
And you are the greatest.
哇，你是我见过最聪明、最帅、最漂亮的。
And you are the most smart and the most handsome, the most beautiful person I ever met.
啊，你是在上帝眼中上帝最爱你的那个。
And he is the most favored one in God's sight.
那对于一个骄傲自高的人来说，这两种人哪个是他心目中的好人？
So for this pride, arrogant people person, who is the good people to him?
我们在想我们人类的始祖亚当夏娃。
But think about Adam and Eve.
这是我们所有人的祖先。
And it's our ancestor for all of us.
有一位对他们说，园子当中树上的果子不可吃，吃了一定死。
And one person speak to them that one of the tree, the fruit of tree, you cannot eat, and if you eat, you will die.
另外对他说，都可以吃啊，吃了不一定死啊。
And the other one said, you can eat, you may not die.
而且你吃了以后，哇，你可以变得很聪明。
And not only so, when you eat that fruit, you become smarter.
你吃了以后，你可以像上帝那样。
When you eat, you are like a God.
哇，你可以自我提升。
And you lift up yourself.
你说亚当夏娃听见这两个声音，在亚当夏娃当中，哪一个是好人呢？
So think about Adam and Eve. There's two voices.Which one is a good standard according, good person according to their standard?
其实夏娃已经做出了选择，是不是？
Because Eve already made her decision, right?
哇，蛇对我说的话真是说到我心里去了。
And basically that what the serpent speak to her, like speak into her heart.
哇，知心的朋友说到我心里去了。就是我心里想要的。
And what the serpent said is literally, literally is what I want in my heart.
哇，我只要吃那个果子，第一，我不一定会死啊。
So number one, as long as it's this fruit, and number one, I'm not necessarily die.
第二，哇，我可以变得像神那样。
Number two, I will become like a god.
这是我应得的。
This is what I want or deserved.
所以我们刚才举这些。例子其实就是让我们看到一件事情，谁可以定好坏的标准。
So the examples I put there is just want us to understand who can make the standard of good and bad.
我们今天我们如果按我们人的标准啊，我们做好人，我们做好人就可以了。那很多很多好人是很可怕的人。
So if just by our standard, to be a good person, and we want to be a good person.And through the example, we can see a lot of good person is a terrible, terrible person.
我还记得25年前，我去西德出差。
I remember, 25 years ago, I had my business trip to Germany.
那个时候西德还分东德、西德，不像今天。
At that time, Germany actually still divided with the West Germany and East Germany.
后来，我去。法兰克福，然后有一天我就是坐出租车
，and I went to Frankfurt, and I had a taxi.
然后那个出租车司机，他看到我，哎，好像是外国人的面孔，他非常高兴的跟我聊天啊。
And the taxi driver basically see me as a foreigner, so he was very excited and want to like have a conversation with me.
你看我们这个高速公路多好。
And he said, look at the highways. It's very good. Our highway system is very good.
哇，一脚油门踩下去，想跑都快，跑都快，不限速。
And we have the highway actually is so good, and we don't have a speed limit.
你看，不像旁边的法国，他们还收费，还限速。
And it's not like the other country, France, and they have to collect the fees, use the highway, and they also have a speed limit.
你看，我们这不收费，随便跑。
And we are actually free. Our highway system is free.
然后我想，哎呀，是不错，是不错。
And I said, yeah, I agree with him. Yeah, that's pretty good.
然后他跟我说，你知道谁建的吗？
And he said, do you know who built this highway system?
我不知道。
I said, I don't know.
希特勒。
He said, Hitler.
哇，这希特勒领导我们建的。
And this is what built by, you know, in the Hitler's time, he lead us to build this highway system.
然后我一听，啊，你说谁呀？
And I said, who?
希特勒
，He said Hitler.
我不敢做声了。
Then I kind of silent.
然后他说，哇，希特勒是我心目中的英雄。
And he continued said Hitler actually is the hero of my heart.
所以，我们今天啊，还读什么圣经？圣经不就是让我做好人吗
？So if we think about today, we don't need to read the Bible because we know that Bible just wants us to become a good person.
我知道什么是好人。
Because I know what is good persons, I don't need it, read the Bible.
这是非常可怕的思想。
And this is a very terrible thoughts.
希特勒被很多人崇拜的。
And we have to realize Hitler actually adored by a lot of people.
那今天如果再出一个希特勒，我相信还是很多人会去跟从他崇拜。
The same way today, if there's another Hitler comes, I believe a lot of people would follow him.
啊，感谢神，求神保守我们，怜悯我们哈。
Well, thank God, pray God keep us away from such a thing.
所以我们只有回到圣经当中，只有神。定什么是善，什么是恶。
So the point I try to make is we only return to the Bible, only God and Himself can make the standard of good and evil.
那我们只有怎么知道神的心意呢？我们只有读他的话。
So how do we know the will of God? That's the only way is we read His word.
所以这就是圣灵来到我们心里，圣灵要做的一个重要的工作。就是让我们不断的去思想，不断的回到神的话。
So this is what the Holy Spirit come to us in our heart. The one of the most important work He did is constantly remind us of the Word of God, constantly remind us to study the Word of God.
所以在马太福音7:21-23，耶稣就提到这些人。
And in the book of Matthew, chapter 7:21-23, Jesus mentioned one group of people.
就这些人就说主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
And those group of people basically said to Jesus, the Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and do many things?
就这些人
in your name.
这些人很显然在他们的心目当中，我们做了很多好人好事啊。
And so basically, this group in their heart, in their standard, they did a lot of good things.
然后耶稣却对他们说，我从来不认识你。
But Jesus said, I never knew you.
那这句话，我们另外角度来理解，就这些人认不认为自己认识耶稣呢？
So if we look at the other side, this group here, do they think they know God, Jesus?
他们认为自己认得，所以他们对耶稣说，主啊，主啊。
Obviously, they think they know or they knew Jesus because they call the Lord, Lord.
但耶稣却对他们说，你们不是真正的认得。
But Jesus' reply basically said, you guys actually do not really know me.
所以耶稣对他们说，我也不认识你们。
So Jesus said to them, I never knew you.
如果你真的认识耶稣，你不会这样讲话了。
Because if you truly know Jesus, and then you will not speak like this.
其实我们刚才说这么多，其实就是说，圣灵来到我们的心里，其实做很重要的工作，就是让我们思想神的话。
So in conclusion of what we just said, the Holy Spirit come to our heart, do a very important work, is remind us of the Word of God.
神的话对我们来说有什么意义呢？
So what the word of God mean to us?
今天我们一想到圣经的话语，我们会说，哎呀，我们可以从这本书里得到些什么，收获些什么。
And today when we come to the Bible, sometimes come to the thoughts that what I can gain from I read this book.
我们知道这个华人呢，是很喜欢这个读书的。
And we know Chinese are very...like to read.
华人为什么喜欢读书呢？
Why we like to read?
因为华人的这个圣人孔夫子讲过一句话，书中有什么呀？是不是孔夫子讲我不知道啊，反正有个俗语说这个书中有什么。
Because we have an old saying is that in the book there is something. You guys remember?
颜如玉，黄金屋。
And basically said in the book, through the book, you can gain a golden house and a beautiful girl.
我刚才看见弟兄只敢说这个黄金屋。
I see some brothers only mentioned the golden house.
就是很多人喜欢读书，我从这里面有收获，我可以得到些东西。
In the ancient teaching of Chinese, basically said read book, there's the book, reading book can help you to gain something.
功名啊，成功啊。
It is Chinese history that through the reading, through the studying, we gain our professions and success.
然后就是成美好的家庭呐、
啊。And maybe follow up with a good family.
那我们今天来读圣经，我们在想，哎，我从圣经里要得到些什么？
So we have this same thoughts somehow carry with us when we come to Bible. Said, if I read the Bible, what I can get from the Bible?
现在我看到有些教会开这个圣经理财班。
And I see some church have the class called the Bible Way of Managing Your Asset.
哎，我们从圣经当中来思想，哎，按神的心意。我们怎么去管理我们的财富，让我们的财富可以倍增。
Basically, this class is a purpose. Let's look at it from Bible according to the will of God. How should we manage our assets so be prosper?
当然，今天更多的就是圣经婚姻辅导了。
Of course, this is more like a biblical marriage counseling.
那当然了，圣经里有没有这方面真理的教导呢？有。
Of course, I want to make clear.That is Bible has a teaching in those perspective? Yes.
但是当我们来到圣经，我们要打开这本书读圣经提醒我们，我们真的要得到什么呢？
So, but when we open this book, Bible, and the Holy Spirit remind us what we want to gain from we open this book.
诗篇119篇11节告诉我们，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪。
And the first Psalm 119 verse 11 said, Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
不是说我把神的话藏在我心里、oh, 所以我就会去理财，我知道怎么样去理财。
The point here is not because I hide your word in my heart, so I know how to manage my asset.
我把神的话藏在我心里、oh, 我就知道怎么样在我经营我地上的婚姻，经营我地上的家庭，教育好我的子女。
It's not that I had your word in my heart, so I know how to manage my marriage, manage my family, and teach my kids.
我把你的话存在我心里，让我不要去得罪。
The song here, the first thing he said, I have your word hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you.
如果没有神的话在我们心里，我们很容易就犯罪得罪神。
So if we don't have a word of God in our heart, we'll be very easily, almost surely, we'll sin against God.
今天很多人说得罪神有什么关系？
And some people may think, what's a big deal if I sin against God?
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以我多得罪一下他没关系，他就是爱。
If I offended him, it is no problem. He is love.
但我不敢得罪我的妻子。
But of course, I cannot offend my wife.
就是 happy wife, happy life.
Because the happy wife, happy life.
我的妻子不开心，那我日子太痛苦。
If my wife is not happy, I'm miserable.
当然了，我也不敢得罪我的丈夫。
Of course, I cannot offend my husband.
有挣面包的人呢。
Because he is the one earned the bread.
不要得罪我的老板。
I don't want to offend or sin against my boss.
我不要去得罪任何人，我不 judge.
I don't want to offend anybody. I do not want to judge.
但是我不害怕得罪神。
But I'm not afraid of sin against God.
这是今天非常普遍的现象。
This is what we see today.
但是圣经告诉我们，最可怕的事情就是你得罪了上帝。
And about the Bible, the word of God teaches us the worst thing you can do is sin against God.
我们在今天上午的成人主日学，我们来思想神就是猎物。
And in today's Sunday school, we study that God is a consuming fire.
上帝大而可畏。
And God is great and is the fearful.
你看整本圣经，你看到上帝的管教、上帝的刑罚，何等何等的可怕。
So the whole Bible, we can see God's discipline and God'spunishment is how terrifying.
然后我们作为华人啊，我们诚实的面对我们自己。
So if as a Chinese Christian, if we honestly to face ourselves,
当我们华人第一次听到福音的时候，我们往往听到的是 神是爱。
And the first time we hear gospel, and we hear is that God is love.
我们听到的是信耶稣得永生。
And we hear that believing Christ, and we will have eternal life.
早期的西方宣教士把福音带到东方，不会一开始就去讲地狱的火。
Early Western evangelists bring the gospel to the East. Probably they will not in the very beginning declare that hell and the fire of hell.
所以像就是第一个就是新教的宣教士去到这个中华的文化圈，他就一直在动脑筋，怎么样把这个福音传给华人。
So when the evangelist come to East, they is thinking about how can I preach the gospel to the Chinese.
但是无论想这样的办法，但是先不要讲地狱的火。
And that according to the recording, they said, well, no matter what, let's don't mention the hell and the fire first.
信耶稣得永生。
So the slogan they put is believe in Jesus and have the eternal life.
神就是爱。
God is love.
后来去到一些乡村去传福音的时候，人家把那个永生那个生最下面那一横擦掉，那个就变成了那个水牛的牛了那个字。
So there's a story that when they have that slogan put in the countryside and someone just take one strike of the eternal life in Chinese character, so the eternal life become a buffalo or ox, whatever that.
人家说哦，那信耶稣好啊，你可以给我一个水牛啊。
So some countrymen thought, oh, if I come to believe in Jesus, you will give me a ox.
所以简单的说，就是我们诚实的面对我们自己华人基督徒、华人教会，我们一开始听到的。认识到的福音往往不断被强调的就是神就是爱。
So if we honestly face this issue, Chinese Christian and through history, in the beginning, actually is more emphasized in believing Jesus, we have eternal life and God is love, is much more heavily emphasized on this perspective.
我们一想，我读圣经，为了让我今生这个得丰盛的生命，来世得永生呢。
So we come to the point when I read the Bible, so I have abundant life in this earth, but I have eternal life later.
但是我往往没有看到，我们读圣经最重要的是什么？让我们不要得罪神。神大而可畏。
But that message, like I have a word, I got a word hide in my heart, so I'm not sin against God, is kind ignored.
所以。我常常想，对于我们华人来说，我们的教会历史事实上还很短。
So I was thinking for Chinese Christian, our history, church history is short.
我们有很多课要补。
And we have a lot of lesson we need to make up.
我们要很多路要走。
And we have a lot of long paths to walk.
我们要认识神的圣洁。公义神的大而可畏，我们要知道地狱的火何等的可怕。
And we want to pursue to know the God's holiness and justice, and how terrifying is the hell and its fire.
我们知道得罪神是多么一件可怕。
And we have to kind of make up this lesson of that sin against God is how terrifying things we can do.
然后我们才知道，我们得到这样的恩典，得到这样的拯救，这是何等大的事情，这是何等大的爱。
Then we can come to really realize when have this saving grace is what kind, how significant that is, and how great is the love.
所以我们不会轻看这样的恩典，不会去践踏这样的。
And hence we are not just treat this grace trivially.
行事为人与这个恩要相称。
Then our life is worthy of this grace.
我们不是利用这个恩去放纵自己的情欲，反正上帝就是爱。
We are not using this grace as an excuse to continue to let our old flesh to live out.
所以当我们来思想神的话，圣灵来到我们的心里，让我们来思想想起神的话，第一个我觉得尤其是对于华人基督徒，第一个要想到让我不要得罪神。
So when the Holy Spirit come to our heart and the work bring us remember the word of God, for us, the first thing, especially for Chinese Christian, we have to realize that word of God come to our heart so that we are not to sin against God.
约翰加尔文说，除非我们把神的话语深深地藏在心里，否则随时会坠入这个罪恶，以至于偏离真道。
So John Calvin said, unless we truly put word of God in our heart, otherwise we're very easily to walk astray and leave the truth.
我们都知道，当这个约瑟在这个埃及做奴隶的时候，他主人的妻子要诱惑他。
We know when Joseph in slavery in Egypt and his master's wife.And want to have a improper relationship with him.
然后这个约瑟，年轻的约瑟说什么呢？他说：“我岂能做这大恶，得罪神呢？”
And the young Joseph said, basically said to the wife, said, "How can I commit such a big thing against God?"
这很显然，在年幼的约瑟心中有神的话语。
So obviously, in this young Joseph, he has the word of God in his heart. He basically said, I cannot sin against God. I cannot betray and against the will of God.
其实在当时的埃及，这个奴隶主跟奴隶之间有这种混乱的这种性关系非常普遍的。
And actually, in that time, in Egypt, the culture,And the master of slave and a slave have those like a very corrupted relationship. It's a very common phenomenon.
So, 不要说在那个时候的埃及了，就在200多年前的美国，那些奴隶主跟他们的奴隶之间这种混乱的关系也是非常常见的，甚至在一些所谓伟人身上都不罕见。
And Let's don't even mention at that time Egypt, even just 200 years ago in US, those slave master and slavery and those type of corrupted relationship, adultery relationship is very common. And even in some of the great people in the history of the US. It's just 200 or 300 years thing.
所以这在世界看，就是奴隶主跟奴隶之间有这种很正常吗
？So, in the culture and the slave master and the slave have this type of relationship is very normal. It's a culture.
但是在约瑟心里呢
？But in Joseph's heart,
他说我不管这个世界看这个事情怎样，我不能做，我不能得罪神。
His reaction said, I don't care what the culture is. I cannot do it because I cannot sin against God.
耶利米先知说，我和我们的列祖常常得罪耶和华我们的神。
And the prophet Jeremiah said, we and our forefathers often sin against God.
因为没有听从耶和华我们神的话。
And why we do that is because we didn't listen to.Or we obey the voice of Lord our God.
So, 诗篇119篇11节说，我将你的话藏在心里面，那我得罪你。
So, the Psalm 111 said, I have your word hidden in my heart, so I might not sin against you.
整本圣经最长的一章就是诗篇119篇。
In the whole Bible, the longest book.Longest chapter is Psalm 119. And Psalm 119 actually only have one theme.
这个主题就是神的话。
And the theme is the word of God.
神的话，神的典章重复20多遍，快30遍。
And you can see in this, of course, in that chapter, the word of God would be put in the different ways, the law, the decree, the ordinance, and word of God. It's referred to like so many times, 20 or 30 times.
圣经中最长的一章只有一个主题，神的话。
The longest chapter in the Bible only have one theme, that's the word of God.
耶稣说人活的不是单靠食物，是靠神口中所说的一切话。
And Jesus said people live not by the food alone, but by the word of God.
耶稣说叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无意义的。
And Jesus said the spirit who lives gives life. The flesh actually profits nothing.
耶稣说他对我们说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus going further said the word he spoke to us is the word, is the life, is the spirit.
所以神的话让我们不要去得罪神。
So number one, the word of God help us to not sin against God.
神的话让我们可以存活。
And second, God's word make us to live.
第三，神的话让我们心里有喜乐。
And third, with the word of God toMake us have a joy, a delight.
我不知道大家是不是这样，或者你有没有看到你身边的基督徒是这样，就是当他读圣经的时候，你发现他，读的他在那笑起来了，很开心笑起来，很享受的样子。
I don't know if you have this experience or you observe your Christian around you have this phenomenon when he read the Bible, he can smile in his face or her face.
或者你看，哎呀。圣经读了就想睡觉
，or he or she read the Bible just like fall asleep.
但是感谢神哈，我常常看到这样的主内的肢体，当他读圣经的时候，真的脸上会有幸福的表情，会有微笑。
But thank God we do observe and we do see sometimes ourselves we experience when we read the Bible we have the smile in our face.
所以神的话。来到我们的心里，让我们恐惧战惊，不要得罪神。
So word of God come to our heart, so that we fear in our hearts, that we might not sin against God.
那神的话来到我们心里呢，我们心里又充满了喜乐。
At the same time, the word of God come to our heart, and so our heart can fill with joy.
那么以赛亚书五十五章二节，这里更是告诉我们，为什么花钱去买那些。不足为食物的。
And so book of Isaiah said, why you spend the money to purchase the food that cannot be a food?
然后接下来先知就说留意听神的话我们就心里喜乐。
And then the prophet continued said, listen carefully to me, and then we have abundant joy, delights in our life.
然后圣经很多很多的经文告诉我们神的话能快活我们的心。
And also many, many places the Bible told us the word of God can make our heart rejoice.
其实我们思想一下，当我们心里最高兴，你心里最高兴的时候是什么时候？
So if we think about in our life, in our heart, what is the moment you have, it's the happiest moment for you?
最高兴的，我相信对很多人来说，可能最高兴的时候就是，哎呀，我终于娶到她了，我终于嫁给她了。
Maybe someone's the happiest moment is the wedding. I finally married her, or I him.
我做了一件非常对的事情。
Or sometimes finally I did the right thing.
但是这种喜乐和高兴呢，可能很快你就有点遗憾在里面。
But this type of happiness and joy go away, replaced by kind of a little regret, maybe.
当然了，我不是说这个爱情婚姻不好，但是呢，在这个地上，你要找到真正完美的喜乐，永远不会失去的喜乐，是很难的一件事情。
Of course, I'm not saying that marriage and love is not good, but what I'm trying to say is, on this earth, if you want to find the perfect and the lasting.Joy and happy is impossible.
就很难啊。
It's difficult.
但是在主里凡事都有可能。
Of course, in the Lord, it's possible.
所以这个基督徒的婚姻一般都是要在主里的。
So the Christian's marriage should be in the Lord.
但是啊，再回到圣经，你真正心里最喜乐的事情，就是你真的知道，我这件事情做对了。
So let's return to the Bible. In the happiest moment for a Christian is that you know the things I'm doing is right.
哪怕我付出的代价，哪怕我承受的损失，我心里还是高兴。我知道，我百分之百的知道，我这事儿做对了。
And if I have to pay price, if I have the suffering there, but I'm still happy in my heart because I'm 100% sure this thing is right.
我们怎么样才会有这样的一种喜乐？
How do we have this type of joy?
就是你真知道我做的是合神心意的事。
Is that you truly know the things you're doing is according to the will of God?
你真的知道，当我这样做，当我这样去行的时候。上帝他在微笑，他在看着。
And you truly know when I do this, and my God is smiling at me.
我没有让圣灵为我担忧。
I'm not let Holy Spirit trouble for me.
我让圣灵喜悦。
And I let Holy Spirit be rejoiced.
因为我真知道我做这件事情做对了。
Because I truly know.That I do these things right.
这个对不是我的标准。
This right is not my standard.
这个对是我从圣经中看到，这就是神的心意。
And this right is I see from the Bible. This is the will of God.
这种喜乐真的是我们在地上短暂的一生能够尝到最大的喜乐，就是从天上来的喜乐，通向永恒的喜乐，就是这个时刻。
And this joy is the joy that in this earthly short life we can enjoy, that the joy actually connected to heaven, connected to eternity.
这就是为什么那些门徒受逼迫的时候，他们在监狱里面，他们还唱诗赞美神，他们心里喜乐。
That's why those disciples, when they are put in the jail, they're still singing praise the Lord, because they have the joy filled in their heart.
他们说，哦，我做这事做对了。
Because they know theThinks they're doing is right.
我是行在神的心意当中。
Because I'm walking in the will of God.
我这个时候没有让圣灵担忧，我这个时候让上帝心喜悦。
Because I'm doing at this moment, I'm not letting the Holy Spirit travel for me. Rather, I'm pleasing the God.
所以。这真的就是在地如同在天那种喜乐，这种喜乐从哪里来
？And so this type of joy is like earthly joy, but it's heavenly way.
读神的话，就给我可以带来这样的喜乐。我认识神。
Where did I come from? Read the word of God. Know God.
我知道神的心意是什么。
I know what the God's heart is.
按着神的心意去做。
I do according to His will.
我可能会在这个世界上经历一些挫折，失去一些损失。
Maybe I will be have some trials, and maybe I have lost something in this world.
我甚至可能会成为人们心中一些坏人，总是嫁接人这样这样。
And maybe I become a bad person because you know, I always judge people.
啊，当然我们都不要喜欢去嫁接人。
Of course, we don't want to judge people. Enjoy to judge people.
但是我们。无论在这个地上面对什么，承受什么，就像耶稣基督那样，他在地上面对很多，承受很多。
So as long as walking the will of God, no matter what we have to suffer or bear on earth, just like Jesus, and he suffered and bore a lot when he was walking on earth.
但是耶稣心里有这个世界没有办法夺去的平安和喜乐。
But Jesus in his heart, there is a peace and joy that this world cannot take away.
因为耶稣知道天父上帝的心意。
Because Jesus knows the will of God.
耶稣顺服天父上帝。
And he obeyed the will of God, his heavenly Father.
我们今天怎么知道天父上帝的心意、神的心意
？How do we know the will of God?
读圣经呢
？Read the Bible.
这就是圣灵来到我们心里做很重要的工作，让我们想起神的话，思想神的话。
This is the Holy Spirit come to in our heart. The most important work he do.Is remind us of word of God.
如果我们被圣灵所带领来读神的话，
if we,
会让我们心里有恐惧战惊，敬畏神。
if we led by the Holy Spirit to read the Bible, we will have a fear and a trembling, and that come from fear of God. And this trembling and a fear lead us might not to sin against God. And with that, we will have the true joy that bring by the, brought by the word of God. That's the true happiness and joy. Because I truly know what is right, what is wrong. I know what's God's standard, then I'm acting according to the will of God.
我常常说，就像一个锤子，它最快乐的时刻是什么时刻
？And I was saying, what's the hammer? What is the happiest moment of a hammer?
打钉子的时刻是不是
？And when he strike the nail.
这就是这个锤子被造的目的。
Because that's the purpose of the hammer being made.
它这个锤子被造就是为了打钉子。
Because he was made because he has to hammer something.
所以当他被打钉，他很快乐。他说：“哎，我做对了，我就是要干这个。”
So when you be used hammer and nail, so you will be very happy because that's what I made for.
但是如果这个锤子，别人把它擦得漂漂亮亮的，就是抛光打蜡，放到这个橱窗里面展示起来，哦，就是最漂亮的锤子，最珍贵的锤子。
What if this hammer that people like made it very good and polished beautiful and display in somewhere and say, well, this is the most best made hammer.
那我相信这个锤子心里很忧伤啊。
And I think this hammer probably very sad.
你把我搞得这么漂亮，你把我擦得这么亮，我心里还是很忧伤。你虽然给我很多的称赞，给我很多的掌声，我还是很忧伤。
The hammer probably think even you make and polish me so good, it gave me a lot of praise, but I'm still sad. Because I didn't do what I made it for.
感谢神赐了他的话赐给我们。
And thank God that God gave us his word.
神的话就是我们生命的粮食。
And the word of God is the bread of our life.And we have the word of God hide in our heart so that we might not sin against God. And we meditate thinking about the word of God, and from the word of God, we have the true joy and happiness. And the Bible also used the sharper sword to describe the word of God.
对于那些饥渴的人，或者说承认我饥渴的人。
For those are thirsty for the righteousness, or acknowledges thirsty for the righteousness.
神的话就是活水。
And the word of God is the living water.
滋润我，供应，解我生命的干渴。
Nourish me and provide me.And satisfy my thirsty.
对于那些自以为意、骄傲的人来说
，For those are self-righteous and pride, arrogant.
我什么都知道啊。
I know everything.
那神的话就是利剑。
And the word of God is a sharp sword.
刺透他的心，把他的魂和灵、骨节和骨髓都要刺入、脱开，让你看看你。
And the God word will come to and will be the come to cut in our soul and our spirit and our joint and marrows and show it to us what kind of person we are. And that's what the sword does. And when you're pierced with the word of God, feel the pain, that moment is not good. Doesn't feel good.
然后在启示录圣灵告诉我们，若不悔改，神就要用他口中的剑来攻击。
And in the Revelation, God said, if you do not repent, and I will against them with the sword of my mouth.
上帝的话是我们生命的活水。
And the word of God is the living water.
圣灵来到我们的心里，让我们思想神的话，让我们不断地回到神的话。
Holy Spirit come to us to remind us to word of God.And constantly bring us back to the Word of God.
但是对于另外一些人来说呢?
And for other people,
当然也不能说是另外一些人。
Of course, it's not other group of people.
我们每个人都会有这个时刻。
And it's actually for every one of us.
就是我们觉得，我们饱足了，我们不饥渴了，
And
什么都知道。
In the moment, we think we don't need it. We're full, and we don't need.
那神的话就成为利剑。
And then at that moment, word come to word of God come to us. It's just like a sword,
妥开我们，妥协我们
and cut us and test us.
如果还不悔改
if we still do not repent,
那神的话就是来审判我们
and then the word of God will judge us.
感谢神啊，把他的话语赐给我们。
Thank God that He gave us His Word.
主耶稣基督不是我们头脑中凭空的想象。
Jesus Christ is not some kind of imagination of our head.
我们对上帝的认识绝对不是靠我们自己的喜好。
Our knowledge of God is not come from what we think.
我们是来源于神的话。
Our knowledge of God is come from the Word of God.
我们所信的上帝，我们所信的主耶稣基督，是圣经所启示出来的。
The God we believe, the Christ we believe, is the one that revealed by the Word of God, Bible.
是圣灵来到我们的心里，让我们对神的话语有这样的一个渴望。
Is the Holy Spirit come to our heart, so we have the desire for the Word of God.
只有这样，我们才不会跟从各样的假神偶像。
Only this, then we not follow all the idols and the false teachers.
我们才会对上帝有真正的敬畏。
And then we have the real fear of God.
我们也才能真正的知道，主耶稣基督在十字架上所彰显出来的爱是我们何等不配的。
Then we know that the love shown by Jesus Christ nailed on the cross is the love that was not really worthy of it.
所以我们心里是有战惊，但是我们又有喜。
Hence, in our heart, we have the trembling and the fear. At the same time, we have the happiness and joy.
靠着神的话语，我们认识神。
Through the word of God, we know God.
我们靠着神的话语，我们得着真正的生命。
Through the word of God, we have the true life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word.
我们来到神的面前，我们要承认我们都是口渴，我们都是软弱，我们都是缺乏的人。
Your presence, we have to acknowledge our need and our weakness, and we have the needs.
我们愿神的话语进入到我们的心里。
May the word of God come into our heart.
愿圣灵光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
主耶稣基督说，他所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus Christ said, His word is the spirit, is the life.
让我们就得着这样的生命。
So gave us such a life.
我们也愿神的话语能够照亮到我们内心当中最隐藏的角落。
So may the word of God can shine light into a deepest corner of our heart.
让每一个人可以坦然无惧的靠着耶稣的血。我们来到上帝面前。
So everyone, we can come to the presence by the blood of Jesus, and we come to the presence of God without fear.
让我们能够让神的灵借着神的道，让我们能够得着重生，成为新造的人。
And so they will let the Holy Spirit through the Word of God give us the rebirth, we become a new creation.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
So to pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.